This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malefsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest, Prashant Vaglamudi.
Yes.
I said it right?
Yes.
This is great. And guess what? He's the director of technology, GRC, for a company we all work with every day, and you may not even know it until I say its name, A-D-O-B-E, Adobe.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're with Adobe. Adobe's making us all have ease access of moving files and creating files and doing all these things from the PDFs to the publishing tools. You guys have everything. And a lot of people will say, but where's the security? Tell us about the security angle and what you're up to.
Absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. The year of 2012 is when we first transitioned into the cloud computing, cloud-based subscription offering model. And since then till date, we have pretty much changed our business model, especially focused on the security front. We have built a in-house homegrown security framework called as Common Controls Framework, which is the backbone for all of our security compliance strategies. What CCF, we call it internally as CCF, what this does is it basically looks at various security compliance frameworks and regulations that exist in the industry, rationalizes all these requirements, looks at the commonality within these requirements, and bubbles them down into a set of 200-odd controls and specifically geared for a cloud-based company and organization like us. And we have established and adopted this CCF as a baseline, which means that any customer-facing product, irrespective of what part of the BU at Adobe it is existing in, needs to have these controls in place. Given that it has become our backbone and the strategy for all compliance work, we of course have invested a lot to standardize the way these processes and tools and technology behind the scene is in place. As a result, it has not only helped us meet with the various certifications and regulations, but helped improve our compliance and security posture, primarily on the security front, which is technology security.
Quick question. So GRC, governance, risk, compliance, we're talking about a lot of things. And you've talked about government regulations. There's FERPA, there's NIST, there's GLBA, there's HIPAA, there's SOCs, there's having a SOC standard, SOC 2 compliance. There's ISO 27001. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
Do you look at all of those?
Absolutely. We look at all of them. Given the nature of our business, we also have to be careful about which product is being used in which sector and what sort of regulation applies to us. As an example, not all of our products are sold to the healthcare industry, but some of them are being used by healthcare companies and organizations. So we need to make sure that they meet with HIPAA regulations and requirements, versus we have some products which are sold to the US federal industry. So we need to meet with the FedRAMP requirements. What CCF has done is that by establishing that baseline set of controls and processes across the board at Adobe, wherever there is an incremental regulation or an additional requirement in relation to regulation or compliance certifications we need to target, we just look at the delta and the incremental uplift and just adopt these controls. That way, our approach and adoptions of this regulatory requirements, irrespective of how many they exist, has been pretty streamlined.
Deploy once, comply many.
Absolutely.
It's a really cool standard. Is this an open framework that you're sharing with others?
Yes, we have open sourced it around 2 years ago. We are scheduled to release the third version of CCF as an open source for the industry to use and utilize. And if they want to learn from our experience, we will be releasing the third version of the open source this year.
Where do we find it? Is it its own private URL, or where do we go?
Adobe Security has a URL, and all of our open source solutions, including CCF, is available over there.
So I would either Google or search for Adobe Security.
Correct.
And follow the links to Adobe, and somewhere in Adobe.com is CCF?
Yes, Common Controls Framework.
Common Controls Framework.
Exactly.
This is amazing. Now, Adobe offers certain tools now that you used to say, download the software, get the license key. Now it's pay me monthly and it's in the cloud. Are you hosting your own cloud services, or are you using third parties like Amazon and Microsoft and Google?
We have a hybrid model. We do use third-party cloud service providers. We have a heavy presence on Microsoft Azure and AWS as well. But we do host some of our services on our own data centers too.
So I'm just making a request. In the cybersecurity industry, I would love some kind of, validator plugin by Adobe for Microsoft Outlook that just warns me that this is not an Adobe file format. It says .pdf, but don't open it. I mean, it'd be a real cool thing, a little red light that says, hey, it's not one of our formats, right? Because you guys own your format. You know it's your format. And if a bad guy wants to deploy the latest ransomware or remote access Trojan, everybody opens PDFs. Is it possible to get that over to the engineering team to think about?
Absolutely. We will look into it. I'll take that as a point and talk to the product specialists.
I love it. And again, it's not your fault. It's the problem of social engineering.
Yeah.
You have the most pervasive file format on Earth, which makes it a great thing, but it also victimizes people not because of you.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so this whole framework is open source. You're going into Rev 3 soon.
Yes.
What do you see in the horizon on Rev 3? Is it... different layers. You were talking about even app security. You talked about access control. What do we see coming on Rev3?
Absolutely. It's a good question. So as part of our next phase of organic maturity in relation to CCF, CCF has matured. It has worked internally for Adobe. We have released the two versions and now the third version of CCF. As next steps, we are working on automating CCF, basically making sure that the control implementation and the testing of the controls, as well as the operating effectiveness of the controls, irrespective of it is at the access or the app layer, we want to make it on an ongoing continuous monitoring basis by putting automation around it and track the controls operating effectiveness on a near real-time basis rather than catching it as a point in time during audits.
That's awesome. So more real-time basis.
Exactly.
And it sounds like you're opening up the market for people to get a CCF certified program going, where they open a PDF that says you've been trained in CCF. Is that happening internally?
CCF, absolutely. So CCF is an internal baseline that we have, and it helps us meet with various industry adopted and well-known certifications and regulations. But there are a lot of organization and peer industries that have reached out to us, and they want to know more about how we have used CCF, like test once, use multiple times, and have that as a security and a compliance strategy. And more internally as well as externally, industries are more interested. And internally, of course, we have incorporated CCF into the DNA of our products. Pretty much any product software development, starting from onboarding of the research all the way from that point over to the resource building the product, CCF is baked into our policies, standards, and the normal day-to-day operations and processes.
So you're baking security and risk management into the beginning of the process, not the end of the software development life cycle.
Right.
That is fantastic. So Adobe really takes security and risk compliance seriously. You're giving out this framework for free as an open source. I think it's amazing. What else can we do if we're an Adobe customer? Where else would you recommend we go to learn more about this?
CCF, of course, we have open sourced it. We have a lot of material out in the public internet as well. We want to not only share what we have done with CCF, we want customers and other peer industries to use it. And if they have feedback back to us as to how to improve this, we will improve it. We will apply it internally at Adobe and then pass it on to the industry and the community to use in general.
That's fantastic. Now, this is my second to the last question. You're in the hot seat. I've got to ask one tough question.
Sure.
Are you guys a member of fairinstitute.org, and have you looked at that?
I don't know the answer to that. I know that we have looked at fair best practices.
Okay.
I don't know the exact answer
so
if you're part of that.
Fair as in factored analysis and information risk?
Yes.
Because if you take your standard CCF platform and you tie in fair, you actually can give teams in certain moments in time a score. Their risk score in real time, a standardized risk score that applies to the business.
I will look into that. We'll definitely look into that. Yeah.
Awesome. Now, did we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to share with our viewers, our listeners?
I just want to let everyone know that CCF has worked for us as our security compliance story, and we're taking it to the next level using automation. As we get to the part of it, as we implement it across Adobe, this is the next level of organic maturity for us. We will be releasing things out as open source out to the market to use and in general adopt and give us feedback on how things are working, and we will keep improving.
Thank you so much. So you made it through my hot seat. We've learned about open source, a framework for compliance, for risk management. We've learned that Adobe has put software security development in the beginning of the life cycle, not the end, which is a great sign for this company and its future and for all of us, its users. So you know where to go, adobe.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.